You're listening to the Hypno Fairy Godmother Show with Shirley Yance, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Hypno Fairy Godmother Show. And today we're going to learn some new things about hypnotherapy and, you know, maybe learn a bunch of other stuff. You never know with me. I am Shirley, a clinical hypnotherapist here in Southern California. I'm also an advocate, a true activist, and a glittering rainbow girl in the LGBTQIA community, the BDSM, and the trans community. Every community that doesn't feel like they fit in anymore, the kink community. Name a community that doesn't feel like they fit in, that's my group. And I feel like that you should always fit in. And think of us as a tribe. We are a crazy tribe, and this is our tribe, and I will be your tribal leader for this short amount of time. Because I think it's important that we have a little fun, you know? We learn a little inspirational thing. Maybe bring a smile, you know? You can always use a smile, come on. Who doesn't need a few smiles in an hour? But before we get going, though, we're going to start out this show. I start out the show. If you're brand new to me, you're going to love the way I start out my show. If you've been with me for a while, you already know what we're getting ready for, and you're already pre-smiling. Isn't that great? We're pre-smiling for something hasn't even happened yet. But if you're brand new to the show, it's very important that you make sure that you are in a safe place. And when I say a safe place, I'm talking you're not working. You're not dealing with something that's far more important than this. Not that, you know, the important thing is that, you know, you're in a nice, safe, calming place. But the first thing I want you to do is take a nice deep breath. And when I say a nice deep breath, I do mean from your core, not from up here, from your core. And the reason why I say from your core is because if you're going to get a deep breath and you're going to fill in and you're going to do that. Come on. You got this. And breathe out with a smile. Now, heart feels open. All right, wiggle your toes. Inside your shoes, outside your shoes. It's a little warm today, so I'm going outside my shoes. I am barefooting. Now, wiggle your buns. Yep, I said it. Wiggle your buns. Come on, wiggle them. Squeeze them together. Squeeze in those cheeks. And I tell you to do that because you can't do that without smiling. Who actually gets to wiggle their cheeks and squeeze them without smiling? Come on. Can't do two weird things at the same time. And roll your shoulders. Good. One more deep breath. And this time as you exhale, I want you to exhale with a beautiful affirmation. Like, I got this. It's going to be okay. Something that helps you get through the day. I use I got this all the time. That is like my go-to is I got this. And I believe that you do. Now, if you've got a little extra second, you can roll shoulders, roll your neck, go around, up a little. You know, who knows? Add in another body movement. Just something to keep your body moving. Because right there, in less than 3 minutes, full minutes and 20 seconds, I just said right there, you have now relaxed everything, every little muscle and toe and everything from your toes to your nose and up a little higher. And you've made yourself smile because you've been sitting here wiggling your buns hoping that nobody's listening and nobody's watching you wiggle your buns together. Gotcha. So, and this is a great thing, and you can do these are beginnings of just the little tips and tricks that you get to learn how to do. And why one idea is to start breathing again. We're starting to come out of this pandemic a little slower at a time. Some people want to rush out of it, I know. Believe me, I have been seeing people trying to rush out of it like a tailstorm, but sometimes you just got to come out of it nice and slow, okay? But we still have to stay to where, you know, you can breathe a little bit more. You know, I wish that you know, it got a little complicated with the some can wear a mask, some can't wear. I was at an event this weekend where part of the people were wearing masks, part weren't. That is a personal preference. So, you know, just don't be one of those people that goes and tells people what to do. You do you. They'll do them. Like, you know, the show today. I also have a Patreon page. Plus, I re-show everything. I repost everything on my Facebook and my Patreon and my YouTube and all of that. So, not worried about that. But one of the things that I wanted to talk about today is that, you know, I talked about this probably about 7-8 months ago when we were more towards the beginning of the pandemic, but I'm noticing it happening again, and it's something that we call doom scrolling. I know, dun, dun, dun. If you've never heard this term, it's something that has become a little more prevalent again, and so what people do is, if we're on everything, we have a phone, you have a watch that'll tell you what to do, you have a phone, you have a computer, you have a laptop, you know, every piece of equipment. And most networks and sites have little words that you can put in, little pushes that you can put in. So if I put in hypnotherapy, or hypnosis, or LGBTQIA, or pride, anything like that, anytime anybody posts anything that has those little pushes in it, my piece of equipment will ding me, and it's going to go, we found something. And it's like that annoying little brother or sister that keeps poking you and going, I want to see. You know you want to see. Problem is, you know that you shouldn't see. And the problem is that if it's something fun, maybe it's not as harsh. But even so, we put in things like, for a while, it was everything about pandemic, COVID. We put in things like elections. We put in things like, I mean, we started going off of things that could make us feel maybe a little bit happier or a little bit higher, and started putting in the sad and doom and gloom stuff again. And I thought that maybe we had gotten past that, but as it turns out, we seem to be back to doom scrolling again. And, you know, when you have every electronic device that you own, and we're on them. I mean, now most people, if at all possible, a lot of people have been working from home. I know that in my case, I ended up just working. Like, I can walk away from all of my electronics. But there are things that you can do to make it a little bit easier on you so that you aren't dealing with the doom and gloom all day long. Now, you know, think about it. How many hours do you spend looking up new numbers, new COVID numbers? How many hours do you spend looking, you know, for demonstrations and politics, and you just keep hitting refresh and refresh and refresh? You know, it's, we call it, what new horrors do we have today? And we just need to, you know, step back again. We can step back again. We didn't used to do this. Did a toll on all of us, and that's not something that we had anticipated. Some people thought, you know, we'd have this little thing, and then COVID would be over, and no big deal. Well, we've gone over a year now, and still not, and so people are starting to look at numbers again, and although the numbers are going down, other things are starting to come up again. You know, when you have the websites that have the push notifications that let you know when items are downloaded, you know, and one will lead to the next. and we'll lead to the next. We've been down the rabbit hole too. Every one of us have been down that rabbit hole. You find one number or one event. Maybe it's something that has to do with that event or people that follow that event. Or, you know, it's a rabbit hole that we've all been on. And it can't be good for anyone. You know, you can relax. You know, you can go from day to day without knowing everything that's going on in the world every single day, everywhere. I'm not asking you to ignore the world. We can't. I'm not asking you to be oblivious to what is happening in the world today. Never. I'm a news junkie. I fully admit it. And sometimes even I have to just go stop. You know, I have maybe 4 devices that I have with me pretty much around my house that I'm connected to. The first time I started this discussion with doom scrolling is I took all of the devices that I had, realized the one that I had the least contact with. I know. It's like, how can I pick who I have the least contact with? They're all my babies. But pick the one that you have the least amount of contact with and put, if you have to have those push notifications on it, put it on that one. Take them off of everything else. Take off all of your sad sites. Take off all of your angry sites. Put all of the stuff that drives you crazy, absolutely drives you crazy. Take all of that stuff off and put it on one device. I don't even care which one. I would hope that it wouldn't be, and like I said, it needs to be the one that you have with you the least amount of time. Because if you have it on the one that's with you the most, you might as well have to put on all of them. You know, and the thing is, don't panic. I'm not telling you to turn everything off. Like I said, don't panic. But, you know, the best action is that you're going to get to breathe again. You're going to get to see things again. You're going to get other perspectives. You know, maybe stick in a different perspective. You know, I like to say that I'm multitasking. You know, here I am multitasking, and I have, you know, 4 pieces of equipment on, plus I'm writing a show, plus I'm doing this, and I'm working with clients, and I get to say that I'm multitasking. And guess what? I'm not multitasking. I am making myself nuts. Absolutely making myself nuts. Because what it is doing is it is causing such a distraction in my heart and such a distraction in my head that it gives me even bigger headaches. Think about that. The thing that you think that is helping you, it's actually hurting you. You don't need these things. You're going to be able to find things out. You know, we're not trying to hide the news from you. What I'm telling you is that, you know, take off all the sad news off of, you know, everything but one, and maybe put Books on Tape on one of your items. I have Books on Tape and music on my phone. My phone is my number one thing, which I think for a lot of us, our phone is the number one thing that we have with us these days. And I decided when I started, you know, taking care of the doom scrolling thing, was that I was going to take off all of the pushes that had to do with the things that set me off. I know in my heart, and I know in my soul and in the different things that what will set me off in a second and will take my day, and no matter how many times I have breathed and I have meditated and I have done everything that I have in my toolbox. You know me, I love my toolbox, but I took all of that off of there and I put on Books on Tape of things that I've wanted to learn and I've wanted to listen, I put on music stations. Because if you know anything else, that means that while I'm waiting, it's not as much now as it used to be, but I used to have to, you know, you didn't have to wait in line to get into a store. Got your mask on, you're waiting in line, you're listening to stuff. People, you can tell when they're doom scrolling, and you can tell when they're listening to horrible things because they're, you know, they've got that angry look even under the mask on their face. And so I would smile and dance. And I knew people thought I was crazy, but that's okay because by me acting goofy, they were smiling. I don't know these people. I will most likely never see these people again. They may recognize me from a distance, but nobody's going to come up and go, "Weren't you that weird girl that was dancing in line a few months ago?" It's okay. You know, these are the little things that you can do that will set you in the right direction. Isn't there a book that you've been wanting to read, but you just don't have the time? Well, okay. Put it on your phone. Put your headphone in. You got your shopping list there. You're listening to the thing, and you're multitasking. You're actually getting to listen to the book, whatever it may be. And I don't judge people on what they read. If you're into historical, you're into romance, you're into, I don't care. I think knowledge is power. So the more knowledge, the better. So you can do that and just listen. And you're doing your grocery shopping and you're getting this knowledge and you're getting what your soul needs. It's about nourishing your soul. It's about knowing that. Think about that. You know, you could be listening to all the horrible things happening in the world, which, like I said, not taking that away from you, but you could be doing that, or you could be listening to, you know, an historical novel or a romance or, you know, a book on the New York Times bestsellers list, you know, something that you've thought, I always wondered what that book was about. Take the time. There are so many free audiobooks out there or inexpensive audiobooks. Download them, listen to them. Now they're yours. You know, I do believe in being informed. Before you think that I'm being this little Miss Cherry Sunshine, I am not. I do believe in being informed about things, you know, going around the world, you have to know, but getting rid of some of that digital clutter, you know, and in some of those books and some of those things, you know, you can actually learn a new skill with books on tape. Or if you do decide to take some time away from, you know, the doom scrolling and everything, I can't tell you how many things that I have learned on formats like YouTube and formats like, you know, there's YouTube and Pinterest and there's Twitter and Twitch. And there's so many things out there that you can learn by these other people and what they already know. Learn a new skill. I know people that have, during this time, have taken that to an advantage. They've taken new skills and now they're dang near professional at what they didn't know anything about. I've learned how to do things that I thought, why would I ever want to know that? And now I'm like, I can't believe I never knew how to do that. You know, there are people out there that are willing to teach. Take advantage. It usually doesn't cost anything. And if it does, it's very inexpensive. You know, turn everything off. Turn all the digital clutter off. Turn everything off except for the one piece of equipment that you need to maybe watch. You know, if you're doing a video thing, you definitely need to have that. You know, but take out the stuff that you don't need. And when you're on, you know, a group like, or a site, let's say even Facebook and Twitter, take off all of the little pushes on there too. I know I just said, you know, news and stuff like that, but there are some groups that's what they're out there for. So when we're talking about, you know, the digital clutter, remember to not, remember to take into consideration the big ones that are out there too. Like I said, I'm not trying to get you to ignore everything. Also make sure to take off targeted ads, because what will happen is that if you all of a sudden have, you know, if you've been having these push notifications, then the push notifications give you push ads. And those are also there for the, you know, the good type of multitasking, because you see a targeted ad and it will put you right back into what you needed to know or what you were trying to get away from. Okay. So if you're reading those ads all day long, imagine what that's doing to your mental health. It is so easy to get stuff off of your computer, you know, that makes you smile, you know, and make sure that on, you know, like when I'm, you know, dancing or whatever, if I do need to see something, not usually, but if I do, I have whole tabs in my computer and on my phone that are just pictures that make me happy. Seriously, I have pictures that just make me smile. I have crazy pictures of our animals. You know, Pride is coming up, so I definitely have pictures of post prides, and hopefully I will have them of future prides. These are things that, you know, these are things that are so important to have in your toolbox. Now, one of the things with the Hypno Fairy Godmother that I call the, you know, the new old Weeble Kung Fu is the fact of Weeble Kung Fu is knowing that you're going to sway a little. Going to sway a little, but you're not going to fall. You're not going to back up. You're not going to get run over. And that's okay. You're allowed to sway. This is not an all or nothing. We don't ever all or nothing with Weeble Kung Fu. Believe me, I have my Weeble sitting here on my desk. She's a great, you know, she's there to remind me that I may sway a little this way and I may, oops, oh no, this way. But guess what? I can get right back on track. I can get right back on track, you know. But another thing to remember, though, and I'm putting this out there because some of us are kind of a little more OCD than others, that let's say you're trying to get off, no more doom scrolling. So we're getting there, but now you're stuck on another site and you have gone down the rabbit hole. You saw a picture of something that you wanted to learn. And the next thing you know, you have clicked on one story. Guess what happens? 2.5 hours later, you don't even know where you started. Yes, I know. I am there. Okay. So be rational, you know, whether you're doom scrolling or whether you're going down the rabbit hole, it's still about your mental health. And if you're driving yourself crazy where you absolutely have to learn how to do something right about now, then maybe you need to step back just a little bit. You know, it can be fun. It can be so much fun. And I have watched video after video to learn how to do something that at the end of it, I still don't know how to do. And that, I can't even begin to tell you how frustrating that is. But, you know, there are so many crafter sites and music sites and funny video sites. You know, at the end of the night, do something there for you. When we're getting ready, you know, at the end of the night and I'm telling you to do your breathing and write in your journal and, you know, make sure that you have spent so much time, at least a little bit of time nourishing your soul, that at the end of the day that you've done that, that you've actually nourished your soul. Okay? Don't panic. I promise, you know, that this is not a one or done. It's not easy. I'm also not going to tell you that this is an easy thing to do. All of a sudden, turn off all your electronics. Don't look at anything bad. Only do happy clappy stuff and go. Well, now that's unrealistic, don't you think? So, and I wouldn't tell you to do that because I know for a fact I can't do that either. I wish I could, but yeah, I can't do that. And so it's a slow roll. We just call it a slow roll. So let's see, you take off to push notifications on one piece of equipment and then on another piece of equipment, and you can do this, you know, start by maybe, you know, buying one book on tape that you've always wanted to read or you've always wanted to listen to. And I always suggest, if you can, get the book in the author's voice. I know that sounds a little weird, a little kind of off key, but sometimes it makes all the difference in the world, especially if you're listening to maybe a biography or a historical novel, or just the person that wrote it will have a different, they'll have a different way of looking at it than maybe just somebody that could have read the book. That was kind of a side thing. But I do believe in that. But just one thing, you know, end your night by listening and doodling, writing in your journal, you know, don't end the night watching something mean or watching something that you're not sure, you know, that throws off your whole entire day. You know, I believe in spending at least, you know, I like to spend 30 to 60 minutes a night on me. And yeah, it's not selfish. Whether you're single, whether you're married, whether you have kids, other obligations, and you may not get that amount of time. Sometimes I get 5 minutes. I get 10 minutes in the shower, and that's my time. But I'm going to take full advantage of it. It's not a bad thing. You know, you start out slow. You know, some of us don't get to just go, all right, today I'm going to spend a half hour and I'm just going to do my thing and do it for me. And this is how it goes. It's okay. A lot of times you get to go, okay, so today I am hoping for 10 minutes without somebody running into the bathroom while I'm taking a shower. Small goals. I love small goals. You know, but if you spent all day listening to bad news and horrible news and this is going on and that's going on, and so you've actually rolled it up the hill, you don't know what's going to happen when just that one little crack will bring it right back down. One of my favorite sayings is, you know, if you don't have 5 minutes to give to yourself, you probably need at least 60. Start out with 10. And if you can't do the journaling, in some of my other shows, I've talked about journaling and I've talked about how important drawing is, or artistry of any type. I'm not an artist. I'm a crafter. Crafting, artistry, journaling, writing, you're like, I can't write. Okay, it's not for anybody else. You're not trying to publish a book. You're not trying to sell your art. You're not trying to whatever it is, unless you actually are. But for the most part, it's for you. These are things that your expression takes some sort of feeling that way to get that all out of your, get that out. Then I believe that that's so important for you to be able to do. You know, like I said, I wish I was an artist. I am not a fine artist. I am a crazy crafter. And sometimes I'll finish with the project and I'll go out and I'll show my spouse and I'll go, look what I did. And I get back. And what would that be for? I don't know. I don't know. It was for me to waste a half hour playing with glitter, which I don't recommend. But, you know, playing with epoxy or playing with whatever I have with me. And I may spend an hour working on a soul project and in the, ooh, yeah, don't ever do that again pile. But that's okay. You know why that's okay? Because that was my time. And if you have kids, you can also make it you can make it family time. You know, what does everybody like to do? Does this one like to color? Does this one like to paint? Does this one like, you know, to crochet? Does this one, you know, do they like to do stuff? Does this one like to read? Make it a family time, because kids are so stressed out also. That's the other thing, because if you're doom scrolling and these things keep popping up and you have kids at home, they're getting it. And they're not only hearing and seeing what you're hearing and seeing, they're seeing how you're reacting to it. Little ears, little eyes. And if they mind, it doesn't work that way. So, you know, try to, and it doesn't have to be at night. You can have crafty afternoon time. You know, some kids are still in school. Some are being taught at home completely. Some are back to school a little bit. You know, see if there's a good time for everybody to have like a little art time or a little journal time or story time. I like to make stories. I love to make up stories. That's one of my favorite things. And then tell them. And I have tons of stories that have gone nowhere. Because you know what? They weren't actually for anyone. They were just for me. And they were just little stories. But when I get a chance, I love to tell them. It's like, oh my God, this is like the greatest thing ever. So know that if you're working from home, take these little ears and little eyes. And, you know, if you have some time on your hands, you know, to go down that little rabbit hole or see if there's something they'd love to learn how to do. Maybe have movie night. Movie night's always fun. And, you know, even if you just have YouTube, which is a free service, there are free movies on YouTube, including different types of animation and stuff like that. Just throwing that out there. One other thing I wanted to do before we got done with today's show is that we are coming up on the edge of Pride. And some networks are already starting to celebrate Pride, which gets me so excited, because for me, Pride was something that I never had as a kid growing up. Actually, I didn't even know what Pride was not a whole lot long ago. And that's all because of location. So it's important that we celebrate, you know, that we celebrate not only our Pride, but celebrate other groups when their month is celebrating. Like this month is actually April, still April. Had to look there for a second. Still April. It's AAPI. So Asian American Pacific International Month. What do we know about these communities? When different communities are celebrating their federal month, I don't think it needs to be done by a federal month. Why don't you try to find, this could be one of those things that you learn more about. It doesn't have to be part of you. It doesn't have to be these communities when they have events. Most communities have events where they get to celebrate what they know about their heritage. You know, when you get to celebrate parts of this, find out locally, is my community doing a heritage situation or like an event a cookout, a parade, a little festival, something that has to do whatever that month is. Most people would love to tell you information about their heritage and their culture and the good and the bad, because we need to know the good and the bad. And every state celebrates different. Every city celebrates different, big, little. But show an interest. That's all we're asking. Well, I'm not really asking. I'm just suggesting to show an interest. I'm not asking everybody that I know that because Pride Month is coming up, they have to know everything there is to know about LGBTQIA, that whole community. Just like I'm not telling everybody to run out and learn about the AAPIA community. But if you're interested, find out. Call the community center. Read in the newspaper. Look that up. I know that there's stuff online about every community. You know, and take your kids with you. You know, teach them that there are more than one community. And with a group as big as Asian Pacific Americans, holy moly, that's not one group. That's a ton of groups. With the lesbian, gay, bisexual, you know, community, every one of those letters is a different group. And between those groups, there's more groups within those groups. When there's, you know, and like I said, don't wait. You know, you can go on a government website and they have a calendar and they will tell you that June is this month, July is this month. Okay, that's great, because that could at least get you a start. But you don't have to do that. You can just call a community center. Every group, okay, may not be able to say every group. Almost every group has a community center. And they have speakers that will come and talk about their heritage. And they may have a performance and they may have a show. And you may get to see things that you never got to see before. And that opens up a dialogue. So now you're opening up your soul. You're nourishing that soul. You're learning about other people's culture. And you may not be a part of that community, but you can be proud that you know about that community. Whatever it is, we're all allowed to be proud of where we came from. But I know that in a place that I used to work, you wouldn't think it, but there is a gigantic Italian community, and there is a gigantic Czechoslovakian community, and there is a gigantic da-da-da. And it's like, where are all these communities? And I know that everybody has different to do is go in and they have a little calendar and say, okay, this month we're going to have a talk about this. And if it interests you, go. They're not going to throw you out because you don't fit. They're actually going to be so excited that, you know, you came out. And we still have to be careful when we're going out. Okay, so I got to throw this part in too. Even though the CDC has said that for the most part, if you are double vaccinated and you've had 2 weeks and you're not showing any, you know, you should be perfectly fine. You're outside, especially even if you're inside in smaller groups. But please, please, please be careful. And if that particular group suggests that you can come or says definitely come, but please, we're requesting or requiring that you wear a mask, do what they request. Okay, you're actually going in, and it works that way with stores, with community centers, with restaurants, with everything. So we're still needing to take care of ourselves. You know, some people got hit really hard with COVID and they feel great. Some people got really hit with COVID, not doing quite so well quite yet. People with autoimmune diseases. I met somebody this weekend who still hasn't gotten their first COVID shot, much less their second or waited. Small group, but still nothing. And with no excuse. Absolutely no excuse. And, you know, so I'm hoping that they take care of that. But, you know, what you decide to do and what this group, maybe this along with what they ask you to do, you know, but you can find out, you know, find out the history of another community that's not yours. We all came from somewhere. We've all come from a whole lot of everywheres too, you know, and people love to share. This month that's coming up, I've got some great Pride guests coming that, you know, are going to make you really laugh. So I plan on doing that. Plus, we're coming up on my 1 year of doing this show, which makes me even more excited. So, but whether it's a community, a heritage, a religion, a profession, maybe you're interested in a profession and, you know, somebody's willing to let you flag them, walk around with them for a day to see if maybe you're interested. Like I said, we're getting out a little bit more, but you got to follow the rules. Got to, you know, somebody says, okay, you can come out with us, but, you know, maybe tag along, but you have to wear a mask and you got to stay this far apart and you have to, you know, follow what they rule. Follow the rules. Always, always follow the rules. You know, my big thing though is taking care of your mental state. Take a double check, you know, whether you're just spending 3-4 times a day, just stopping and breathing and stopping and taking those 3 nice deep breaths, and you can whisper out, I got this. You can scream to the world, I've got this. You know, we need to have those things. We need to have inspiration. You know, random acts of kindness are never out of sort. Those are things that they're, trust me, random acts of kindness are never out of sort. I ended up, you know, back, some of you know, I ended up back in the emergency room, and those nurses and doctors and the cleaners and the janitors and the orderlies and everybody, they're still working so hard. This is not over for them either. They didn't just all of a sudden get to go, oh, phew, good, no more. You know, random acts of kindness, drop off cookies, drop off coffee, drop off, just say thank you to some people when they're giving it their all. A simple thank you. You're doing what you can to nourish your soul. You've now nourished 2 souls. So, you know, I see clients online and I ask them, I'm like, have you done any random acts of kindness? Have you waved to a neighbor? Have you gone out? You can actually go out now. And although we did talk about the mask thing, you can go out now without a mask, depending on where you live. And depending on what your local government says. But if you're by yourself and you're walking around, you can actually smell the flowers now. Where I'm at, it's beautiful. So I can go out and I can smell the flowers. We were driving around yesterday with the windows down and you could smell everything in the air, good or bad. And it was incredible. So you are, you know, you are a little weeble and, you know, you're going to sway a little, but that's all right because your hypno fairy godmother's here and she's going to help keep you on track and she's going to help keep you going. And I always see people online. I re-download all of my, you know, all of my shows. I put them on my website. I put them on my Facebook page. I put them everywhere. as a podcast. I have them everywhere that you can find a podcast. Just look for Hypno Fairy Godmother. If you love what you're listening to, I do have a Pinterest or Buy Me a Coffee. Trust me, if you know me, you buy me a coffee. I'll do pretty much anything. Always take note of your mental state several times a day. If you feel start sign, I know. Sometimes I have to be goofy. But don't be hard on yourself. We're all going through this. This is mental health time 101. You know, and acknowledge. It's okay to acknowledge that you're having a hard time. Because whatever you're having a hard time with, other people are also having a hard time with. This is not easy for anyone. This has not been easy for anyone. You know, we're all dealing with anxiety and depression. We're all dealing with a little claustrophobia, which, you know, we're getting better there. So you can contact me with questions. You can contact me with comments. You know, I love listening to people's stories on if I said something that made them laugh. If I've started them, maybe, you know, listening to a book that they really had thought about. I've learned about a couple new, things that I'd like to try as far as my uber craftiness. So remember to tell your friends about my show, because, wow, I need you. And I hope that you need me as your Hypno Fairy Godmother. So what I want you to do is I want you to take one more last gigantic deep breath. Remember, we talked about down here. Let me cover this. And I got a minute or so left. The reason why I tell you to breathe from your abdomen and not from up here is because if you're having an anxiety attack and I tell you to take a nice deep breath, your whole lungs are being filled through here. If I tell you to just take a deep breath and you come up, so that's why I always tell you to take that nice deep breath. And I want you to take at least three and hold them and relax them. So take one. You know, you got this. You know, I'll always be here for you. And I hope that everybody has a great, great next week. And I will see you then. Have a good one. Bye now.
You're listening to the Hypno Fairy Godmother Show with Shirley Yance, only on LA Talk Radio.